The commission, led by Judge Raymond Zondo, wants Zuma jailed for 2 years for being in contempt of a court order that he answer its questions. After emphasizing that everyone's equal before the law and that it would not treat Zuma differently to anyone else in deciding the case, the constitutional court's done exactly that.
It sent him a letter saying, if we decide you're guilty of contempt of court, what do you think your sentence should be? That is just crazy.
Kathy Powell is a professor of public law at the University of Cape Town.
In fact, it's unprecedented. I can't find anybody of my colleagues that I've consulted who could even believe that it had been done, particularly in light of the fact that the Constitutional Court has already rebuked the Zondo Commission for being, in effect, too nice to Zuma and giving him all these second chances. This is a second chance. It's a third or a fourth.
She points out that Zuma has refused to participate with anything linked to the commission, based on his claim that it's part of a political conspiracy against him. So it's highly unlikely that he'll file the necessary affidavit to the Constitutional Court.
How do you ask a man what his penalty should be for something which he thinks he didn't do? You're saying to him, if we find you've done something wrong, what penalty should we impose? And his answer is, I've done nothing wrong. He's made that so clear. So why go through this highly unusual step when you know all you're doing is wasting another week?
Powell says the court has no choice but to find Zuma guilty of contempt.
We all know the evidence. The Constitutional Court said, Zuma, obey the summons. And Zuma said, no, I won't. And then the summons came and he didn't obey it.
For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.